Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Interim boss Ralph Rangnick has provided an update as to when Paul Pogba is likely to return to first team training. The France international has made 13 appearances for the Reds this term, although he's yet to play under the German during his tenure at Old Trafford. However, the 63-year-old revealed that Pogba is still around a month away from being able to progress from individual work to train with his teammates again at Carrington. He said, "As far as I know, I was told a week ago it will be a minimum of at least another 4 or 5 weeks before he's fit for training again. I saw him this morning before the training session. He was in the locker room, and I hope he will be back as soon as possible." Moving on, and United are no longer interested in signing Borussia Dortmund star Erling Haaland this summer. The Norway international is one of the most prolific strikers in Europe, netting 76 goals in 74 games for his current team. A host of clubs have been linked with Haaland in recent months, including Manchester City, Barcelona and Real Madrid. However, reports suggest United are not considering making an official approach for the highly rated youngster. And finally, Wolves boss Bruno Lage insists the club have no intention of selling Ruben Neves to Manchester United unless they receive an astronomical offer for the midfielder. The Red Devils are keen to bolster their midfield either in January or the summer, and are rumoured to be weighing up a £35 million offer for the Portugal international, who shone at Old Trafford last week as Wolves won 1-0. But Lage has suggested £35 million would be nowhere near the amount required to prize Neves away from Wolves. Responding to the rumours, he said, "When you want to do the next step and every time you're selling your best players, then the next step can never happen. We are here with the project and our ideas. That's everyone, the chairman, sporting director and the manager. But you know, this model of football, if one big transfer appears, I can compare with when I was at Benfica and a team paid £100 million for João Felix, then you cannot say no." That's all for now. We'll have more later.